Hello everyone, I'm George Milan. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the ongoing pogrom in the West Bank, so the West Bank of the River Jordan. So it's been illegally occupied by Israel since 1967. Now, much though Israel disputes this, that is clearly the case, according to a United Nations Security Council resolution, which even the United States voted. So decisions of the UN Security Council are international law. And indeed, the International Court of Justice has ruled, yep, it is illegally occupied. And there will obviously tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Israeli illegal immigrants who are living there on stolen land. And I use the word stolen in an absolutely literal sense. When you demolish somebody's house or you murder the occupant and then take over, or you bulldoze the house, whatever, you force a person out at gunpoint, that is stealing, isn't it? And the ongoing pogrom there. So racist violence or religiously based violence is horrific, no matter who the perpetrator is, no matter who the victim is. Pogroms are evil, whether Jews are the victims or Jews are the perpetrators. And in this case, I'm not saying that most Jews are perpetrators in the world. Absolutely not. Many of you are just as sickened as I am. And it's true that Jewish people have been abominably treated through history, mostly at the hands of white European Christians. So whenever people point out the many monstrous crimes committed by Israel against Palestinians, Zionist apologists will always say, what about the Holocaust? This is not 1945, because the Holocaust was an act of vast evil. Everybody knows about that. No decent person would dispute that or diminish that. There is in no sense justificatory to do something along the same lines to Palestinian people. It'd be wrong to do it to Germans, okay? So no group of people should face such horrific, violent oppression, such, such robbery for their ethnicity, their faith, or whatever, or to punish them for the supposed crimes of their ancestors. So guilt is never national, it's only ever individual. But we'll go on about this. Anyway, and the BBC did a fascinating program on this, the BBC, which has done so much to minimize Israeli violence against Palestinian civilians, often won't call the genocide against the people of Gaza what it really is. You know, even by the lowest estimate, 73,000 people in Gaza murdered. Even according to the Israeli army's own estimates, the great majority, 85%, were civilians. You know, about 50% of them are children. And, you know, there are other estimates, which are about double that, roughly 150,000 people murdered in Gaza, directly and indirectly. You take the Holocaust, some people were directly murdered by the Third Reich, gassed, shot. Some people indirectly, like Anne Frank, dying from malnutrition, dying from insanitary conditions, dying from lack of medical care. Is this person counted as a Holocaust victim? Yes, she is, because these are conditions deliberately created. So if you look at that increased morbidity, the real death toll in Gaza is something like 150,000. But anyway, the BBC did an expose of this, and the Israeli illegal colonies there, they like to call them settlements because that comforting sense of to settle, we'd all like to settle. I remember the late, great Robert Fisk said this, not someone who I agree on everything, but he was spot on this one. And they went to Havad Gilad, and they'd be very xenophobic, very suspicious of anybody who's not Jewish, these illegal immigrants, and extremely and very frankly racist, supremacist, and so on. So no ethnicity and no faith is better than any other. You're not bad because you're a Buddhist or good because you're a Christian or whatever. And because of your color or your ethnicity, that doesn't make you good or bad. Your rights shouldn't be greater or lesser on the basis of that. You know, something that Zionists would do well to remember. Okay, so there in the illegally occupied West Bank, there's robbery going on all the time. There's murder almost every single day. And that was long before 7th of October. It's not as though this conflict began the 7th of October. It intensified. It'd been going on for perhaps a century beforehand. So Havad Gilad is named in honor of an Israeli who was killed quite some years ago. But anyway, so the illegal immigrants have been murdering even more Palestinian civilians. Palestinians very seldom have the arms with which to defend themselves and their homes. So there's been a real uptake in this violence, and the Israeli army and the Israeli police at best does nothing. It's obviously got no right to be there. It often commits the murders of the Palestinian civilians, so it very often colludes with these countless appalling crimes against unarmed people. And so, you know, hats off to the incredibly valiant Palestinian people who've stayed on their land. I wouldn't have that courage. I would have fled. So the many have gone, and that's why the refugees in Jordan, in Lebanon, in other countries, some of them can acquire citizenship in those other countries. Anyway, so Yehuda Shimon is an Israeli lawyer who acts for those Israelis who are charged for crimes against Palestinians, something the Israeli authorities very seldom do. Anyway, and then it is astonishing that a figure of such standing would speak so candidly. And this is what he said, and it was recorded on video in case you dispute it, about the bestial attacks on Palestinian civilians some days ago, because he said a security guard at his illegal colony was killed. I mean, we don't know why. Was it by a Palestinian? Quite possibly. But if someone's to blame, that's one person. It's not all Palestinians, but he doesn't see it that way. And it's true, some Palestinians don't, and some of them are racist, and that's equally sickening. But, you know, why is that? You go back to before, you know, before Zionism, there was almost no anti-Jewish sentiment amongst Palestinians. You know, like in Ireland, there's some Anglophobia because of crimes committed by certain English soldiers and police officers. In England, there was some Hibernophobia because of crimes committed by some Irishmen. I know it's wrong to think that way, but sadly, people always react that way. Okay, and this is what he said. I think now, after they killed one Israeli, we need to kill all the people in Tal and Sara, even Jit and Farata. I'll say that again. We need to kill all the people in Tal and Sara, even Jit and Farata. Okay, so that is a direct quotation from him saying it openly, the incitement to mass murder, and of course, no action will be taken against him. Israeli politicians, Israeli generals have said the very same thing publicly with complete impunity. And what the journalists asked whether, you know, one Jewish life was really worth thousands of Palestinian lives. No, this is what the man says, millions. One Jewish life, it's 10 million. I shall repeat that. One Jewish life, it's 10 million. As in, he would murder every single last Palestinian man, woman, and child. Sadly, not a lunatic fringe view in Israel. It is staggering. How revolting is that? And when the journalist put it to him that this was racialist and bigoted, he said, yes, I know, but it is the truth. Because God chose us, because of this, you are jealous. Close quotation. So believing the chosen people of God, everybody else, it's just mere chaff. It's sickening. And that Baruch Goldstein, was he that Israeli doctor who shot dead, was it 20 Palestinian civilians in a mosque years ago? And some people adulate him as a martyr. Wow. So it really is revolting. So they continue to steal Palestinian land. It is stolen land. And then you have people like Natasha Hausdorff, that Zionist shill who will tell the most barefaced lies endlessly, saying, oh, you're being racist because you won't allow Jewish people to live there because they're Jewish. No, not because it's stolen land, because they drove the original inhabitants off. They often murdered the original inhabitants. Those who are there, who are at best harassed, beaten up, have their olive trees cut down, face vandalism, graffiti, verbal abuse all the time. And they just can't take it, this torment, this endless violence. Wow. Wow. So how revolting is that? So anyway, despite this being against Israeli law, not even having planning permission from the Israeli authorities, they continue to do this. And they say it's because their ancient myth gives it to them. And that, you know, obviously Palestinians are like Canaanites or Amalekites, the people whom the good book said that they could murder. You can steal all their land, steal their animals, and so on. So it's very, very worrying. It's been going on for a long time. And of course, there are some very gallant Israelis who stand up for human rights, who believe in equality, who are appalled by what's being done, and obviously say, not in our name. They're good and bad people of all ethnicities, of all nationalities, of all religions. Okay, so not condemning any one nation, so on. But the Israeli government is a frankly genocidal one. This is an Israeli citizen. And of course, no action will be taken against him. He feels confident enough in his outright racism, in his incitement to the murder of civilians, that he will say so, knowing that it's going to be broadcast. Anyway, so even the Israeli government recognizes some of this land that these illegal colonies on as being privately owned by Palestinians. And so the Israeli government will do nothing to assert the right of these people. You see the apartheid system, in as much as the Palestinians, the rightful owners of the land, governed by Israeli military law, tried before court martials without the same protections and due process you'd have in a civilian court, where the Israeli illegal immigrants are tried by are tried by Israeli civilian courts. Now, okay, if they wanted to immigrate, if Palestine was willing to grant them residency or something like that, would be different, but they haven't done it. So, wow, it's really just appalling. And of course, there are the illegal immigrants backers in the Israeli cabinet who criticize the Israeli government for not going far enough to drive the Palestinians out to steal every single last inch of the West Bank. So, you know, Palestine's lost something like 90% of its territory over the last century. And I know the Zionists say, oh, Palestine's an invented country. All countries are man-made. Every country had to start sometime. It's debatable when Palestine existed. But, you know, Palestinian citizenship has been around, certainly since the 1920s. Palestinian passports. Golda Meir carried a Palestinian passport. There were Jewish immigrants to Palestine who carried Palestinian passports. They accepted they were Palestinian citizens. Wow. Anyway, so people, this guy, Shimon, and he went to say that the Israeli government should be wiping out the Palestinians. Here's another quotation from him. The Israeli government and the Israeli army, they like the United Nations. If Palestinians come and Jewish people come, don't kill the Palestinians, just separate the people. Afterwards, because they don't kill Palestinians, the Palestinians kill us, close quotations. So his English is not perfect, but there he is castigating the Israeli government for not backing into the hilt and not annihilating Palestinian civilians. It's absolutely sickening. So you see how the violence is overwhelmingly committed by the illegal immigrants against the indigenous people. And the indigenous people are virtually disarmed. And if Palestinians try to defend themselves, we're told it's terrorism. It's not. It's terrorism by the illegal immigrants. And self-defense is not terrorism. Wow. So what the United Nations Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said, that 64 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank this year up until the 20th of July, at least 8 of them by these illegal immigrants. Okay, and some of them were killed by the Israeli army and so forth. Sometimes it's not clear who got killed. In that time, only one Israeli was ever killed. So 64-1. I'll say it again, 64-1. The illegal immigrants are 64 times more violent than the Palestinians. Wow. And obviously the Palestinians who are kidnapped, who are tortured, or raped in prison. It was caught on video, Israeli soldiers anally raping a man. And anyway, despite they were charged with the crime, they were then released. The Israeli, the most outright racist faction, they applauded what they did. They said they shouldn't face any charges. And indeed, there's been total impunity. So that's it. The Israeli government, the Israeli army, which actively promotes rape. And we're always hearing about 7th of October that some Israeli women were raped. I don't know if it's true or not. It might be true. If so, of course, it's appalling. Of course, they'll be prosecuted. We don't know if it's true, but this we certainly is know, and they're going to get away with it. And they're adulated as national heroes. Okay. So this is how appalling it is. So they're armed to the teeth, the Israeli illegal immigrants. So you see, that is the apartheid situation. Oh, what on earth are we going to do? There is such injustice. There is such cruelty against the long beleaguered and long suffering Palestinian people. Well, I wish there could be peace with justice, but I'm not holding my breath.